Welcome in, KNED listeners. Chase McNutt joining you on this Tuesday afternoon here. I'm joined for a special interview today. I'm with Heath Stanfield, the McAllister Library Manager. Heath, how are you doing today, my man?
Chase, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to tell everybody what's going on at their library. So, you know, we are in the middle of summer reading, and it's been pretty crazy at your library, even though we're at a temporary location. You know, matter of fact, I hope there's some laughter in the background every now and again, because they're doing a photography class in the other room right next to us. But I wanted to tell everybody about some programs going on at your library. I wanted to tell you about the renovations. I wanted to remind you that we are at a new location. That's 520 East Smith. That's the old Edmund Doyle Elementary School building. So if you're needing library services or want to get a book, that's where we are. But so your library renovation, you know, we moved to this temporary location in January, and the construction crew working on your library have been going nonstop. They are about 99% done with the demolition process, and it looks so different on the inside. I mean, they brought it down to just steel and concrete, and now they've done the spray foam insulation, and it looks like they're wrapping up the interior studs for the walls. So I'm getting to see it about every other week. So your library is really coming along, but we think it'll be about 14 more months.
Okay, awesome. I know that you had previously talked about in an interview that you did, I believe, before the end of 2024, is that the demolition had been approved for February. And as you mentioned now, almost 99% done as we're, 4 months removed from the month of February now. So as you mentioned, things are really moving along, but we're still going to make it through the rest of this year at that temporary location.
Yeah, you know, and we are providing services to the best of our ability. You know, we had to shut down for about a month to move your entire library collection and all of our furniture, but we're here. But I wanted to tell everybody about all the cool things that we're doing for summer reading. So we've got so much going on that we had agreed that we're going to try to break it into just a few weeks at a time. If I rattle off too many things too fast, it's because there's so much going on at your library. So swing by and get an updated calendar for June and July, or check out our website, SEO Libraries, and you can see all of our offerings, both in-person and digital offerings. But, you know, this morning we had children's story time. We had like 40 kids here for children's story time. We call it Wiggle Worms. Right now there's a photography class going on. Tomorrow there's a sewing club. And Thursday we're hosting Backyard Explorers. They always do some kind of adventure. Thursday they're talking about microscopes. So if you've got kids and you'd like them to get a 101 on microscopes and other optics, I think that'd be perfect for them. Friday, we've got our group Odd Squad. That's our teen group, and they're doing a photography program. Next Monday, we're doing Little Picassos. Kids are going to do squeegee art. That's a kids program. In the evening, we've got an adult program called Art is Music. That's with Cece Otto. She does, like, historical songs, and she has a fantastic voice, but she also ties in history. It's really, really fascinating. And then Tuesday, we've got a special program. KTC, right, our local tech school, is going to be hosting Art Night at the library. So I'm looking forward to that. And then next Wednesday, that's the 11th, we've got a program, Learn to Draw. It's a 101 program on drawing. Next Thursday, that's the 12th, we've got Bart Taylor. He actually came last year. It was so cool that we had to have him back. But he does rope tricks, but he's also written two books on Will Rogers, two kids' books on Will Rogers, and they're fantastic. So he's going to be visiting, and then our local poetry night at the library has been popping off, and that will be next Thursday at 5 p.m., And then every other Friday, we've got a special program called Builders Club, and it is a Lego club for kids, and it's going to be so cool. And then, again, we've got our teen group called Odd Squad, and they're going to make tinfoil sculptures, and this was really cool anytime we've done it. So, and that's just in the next 2 weeks. So if I went too fast, please come in person, get a physical calendar, or check out our website at seolibraries.com.
Yeah, and you know, as you mentioned, the calendar, it's also on you guys' Facebook page. That was how I was able to find that today. And I think the cool thing about the just about the calendar, and people will see that when they look at it, but you've got it color-coded. And as you've already mentioned, it shows that you guys have things for all ages, not just kids or that younger group, but as you mentioned, even all the way up to adults. You've got events going on all month.
Absolutely, and we're really proud of that. So some of the programs are hosted by your local librarians, but a lot of your programs are hosted by talented volunteers, which I'm really appreciative anytime they come. Something I do want everyone to know about, you know, we're really proud of our close network with the city of McAllister and the McAllister Public School System, but we're teaming up with the McAllister Public Schools, and they have got a lunch program, and I think they're doing fantastic works. But they are serving lunch to kids for free at the library Monday through Thursday from 11:30 to 12:15. So if you've got any kids, they can come to the McAllister Public Library here at 520 East Smith Monday through Thursday and get a lunch. Hey, yesterday they had chicken nuggets and fruit cup and fruit, and it looked pretty good. It looked pretty good.
Well, even as a near 30-year-old, that sounds like a great lunch to me. I can't lie.
Yeah. You know, so we're really proud of all the things going on here. I do, of course, I'm really appreciative of the McAllister Public School System. We're using a building right now of theirs. I'm really proud of the city of McAllister, and I'm incredibly grateful to all the library supporters. I know everyone just can't wait to come into the new library, and I've had a lot of people that they're excited. Everyone's excited about the new library, and something I like to remind folks, you know, this is all happening thanks to you, thanks to your local support. Not a single dollar of your new library is coming from federal dollars or state dollars. This is a community-driven effort, so I'm incredibly grateful to everybody.
Yeah, you know, and kind of just with that, you mentioned just kind of the community. I think that adds a little bit more to it as well. People talk about, you know, Oklahoma and things like that, and how the community is one of the big things about it, and especially as somebody who's from, born and raised in McAllister, I think the community is one of the best parts about this, and a library is a very focal point for that to kind of all glue together.
Well, I'm glad you appreciate it, and thank you for having me on here. You know, and I get a call once a week saying, oh, this art program looks really cool. How much does it cost? I just want everyone to know right off the bat, every single program at your library is free. We are here for you. So if you need help working on a resume, if you want to go to a program, if you want to get a library card, it's all free. We want you here. And there's not many things in modern society that are free and where you're wanted. And you're wanted at your public library.
Well, once again, McAllister Library Manager Heath Stanfield joining us today on this Tuesday. One quick thing I want to retouch over. I know you've already talked about it. You thank the McAllister Public Schools already about how you guys are in that building. It's the old Edmund Doyle building located at 520 East Smith. I know that we had talked a little bit earlier. You mentioned some people still think that the library is closed, but obviously you guys are not, just at a temporary location for now, and it is at that 520 East Smith location.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I know it's not centrally located like your favorite library or traditional library, but we're so proud to still be serving in the best capacity that we can. So come see us.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for us today. Once again, Heath Stanfield from the McAllister Public Library joining me today to talk a little bit about the library. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.